Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me on this crazy thing?
I can, Derek. Welcome, everyone.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Man, I had my doubts for a second.
You doubted me? What?
I doubted my own self. No. It's okay.
So,
it's been a week since we've seen each other.
Yeah. Now we're not.
How has your week been?
It's been a little bit overwhelming, Derek, I will say that. But, some fun things, but a lot of overwhelming things, as in, let's create the show right now. We got to go live, and I'm not with you, and I'm at home, and I it's a little bit of overwhelm this week. How about you? How has your week been, Derek?
It was a great week. It was really a great week. I've learned to get centered. Yeah. So I feel good. I found my mojo, as they say, so I'm really relaxed.
Wow. And where was your mojo? Where'd you find it?
It was with me all along. I just couldn't see it. And I think that happens with a lot of us, right? We think that there's something outside of us, right? But it's all inside.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I think we do. I mean, you know what I do. It's be happier today. Instead of looking outside of ourselves, you just got to look inside yourself. How do you be happier today, no matter where you're going tomorrow?
That's right. Because you know what? Tomorrow may never come, so you might as well get this thing going today, right?
Exactly. So I noticed,
also,
Derek, they're talking about get that started. Like, I was thinking, get the party started, because you don't know about tomorrow. You've definitely got the party started on Facebook. You have been posting some really amazing and funny stuff.
I was having a Madonna moment. I don't know what's going on, but for some reason she just creeped into my veins, and I just had to post some things. Oh, and did you see the picture of the female anatomy?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of that? I thought it was very interesting.
I didn't
know that a vagina could come in so many different ways.
It really does. And interestingly, today, this morning, I was with someone at getting ultrasounds, external and internal. So I think they call it a transvaginal. And that was
transvaginal.
Transvaginal ultrasound. Now, it is a medical procedure, but I have to say it was kind of interesting because they use something that looks very much like a dildo. And, it's got the little ultrasound machinery part of it, and they put it right up there. It's kind of like a big dildo they used to get the inside view. So I thought of that. I didn't get one done to me. I was just with someone else getting one, someone who's pregnant.
Aww.
So, yeah, I don't do that. I'm a non-breeder, committed 100%. And
right. Nice. No breeding with you. I got that.
Right. So I was with someone else who is a breeder. Anyway, so when I saw those pictures the other day and I was there today, I was like, oh, that reminds me of those pictures you posted, just from a whole different view from the inside. Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Is it just as appealing? Well, I don't think vaginas are appealing to you anyway, but do you think our male listeners would appreciate a vagina from the inside as much as we do from the outside?
I'm not sure. I think the inside just looks kind of, it's all biology and science. So I'm not sure that it's necessarily sexy and in that way, because it's, I don't know. But what was interesting, and even when, I don't know, anybody ever watches that Showtime show called Masters of Sex? It's about Masters and Johnson and the studies they did, through the 50s and 60s and 70s. And
they
were one of the first people. Yeah, I love it, right? It's so great. They were one of the first people to put a camera inside of, a glass dildo and put it inside a woman to with a real camera though, which shows something totally different than like what I saw today. But you know, I don't think that was really. It's interesting in a way, but I don't know that specifically sexy. And they were trying to show orgasm and you know, those kinds of things to show the activity of that. So there's a lot of science behind all those things as well.
Yeah, you're right. It is boring. Let's get to the outside of thing here. You know, let me finish telling you about my week. So I had a chance to meet the legendary Angela Davis.
Oh, right. I saw that you were down at U of M for that. Yes.
Yeah.
How was
that? You know, it was really great. I mean, I think she's probably about 100, but she's still a sexy kind of babe, you know? I'm like thinking,
I don't think she's 100, but...
Well, you know. So, you know,
right.
That brings me to the first question. The first question of the night is, should there be an age limit for having sex with someone? Now, we know, like, the minor thing. We're not going there, but we're going
you
up
mean
scale.
Like... So you mean like based on your own age, a limit to how many years older? You're not talking about
yeah.
a limit of just having sex in general. Because, you know, 100-year-olds, they could have sex if they wanted to.
Well, I'm
right?
sure they could, but would you have sex with a 100-year-old even if he had all the stamina in the world? Would that be
if
you
paid
you?
Me a lot, I totally would. Oh, absolutely. For
oh,
money?
My God.
100%.
You are so hardcore.
I really am.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking, you know, as I'm looking at this Angela Davis lady, I'm thinking, you know, she would still be very valuable possibly for, you know, men, you know, and her age
well,
is really...
Well, of course, everybody is. Because
well,
everybody's
not
a good
everybody.
Match for somebody.
Let's not try to sugarcoat this. Not everybody is valuable, and you know that.
Oh, my God, yes, they are. Every person is valuable. Yes. Yes, Derek, they are.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So?
Everybody's valuable to somebody. If you're talking about, like, in a relationship, everybody's valuable
now,
to somebody. It might not be the right match
we're
for me.
We're not trying to,
yeah.
you know, make
everybody
a relationship.
Is. Everybody's
valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it may not be everybody is not the right match for everybody else, but everybody is valuable and everybody's a match for somebody. There's always a way to, you know, find that possibilities.
Wow, I tell you, I wonder what the guys think about this. Guys? Let us know.
Oh,
would you
well,
have
what
sex
would they?
With an 80-year-old woman?
I'm not saying that.
Even
every,
if she
I'm
was
not
pretty.
Saying that. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody would want to, but everybody is valuable and is sexy in their own way and to the right person. I'm not. I don't want to have sex with everybody. Ew. Yeah. No. But because not everybody's
right,
my
right.
match. And so, but everybody has matches, you know.
Well, I think
there's
she's
some
not
people
that bad.
That,
she's only 72.
Exactly. And plus, she might not be the right match for you because that's a big age difference. It might be something that, you know, is not
Well, I never
fun.
Said that.
Oh. But let's say, especially when you're in a similar age range, of course, then, you know, so... maybe to the 65 to 75-year-olds. That's just their age. And she's still a beautiful woman and intelligent. And, you know, so maybe she
but,
I don't know
and,
if she's married
and
or not, but she could be.
And that's the conversation. That was the spark right there, of course, to maybe another 70 or 80-year-old. But what about to a 30-year-old? Right. What about
well, 30-year-olds probably don't want to have a 30 or 40-year-old probably doesn't want to have sex with any 80-year-old, regardless of how smart or brilliant or young-looking they are, right?
I don't know. That is the question. See, because,
and then why would they want to? I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, for gratification, of course. Why do any of us do this?
I don't know. I think you just have
for
to write the find right find the right right find the right matches, no matter age. Or and there's definitely some people who are into older women, of course, and some people into younger people, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. Interesting, Derek. Interesting.
Very. Inquiring
so
minds want to know. Now,
oh,
I put something
goodness.
On the Facebook page to that extent. I believe, I have to find it for sure, but there is a lawsuit that was taking place from an older man to a younger woman because she declined to have sex with him, and he is suing her for ageism.
But what was the
that?
Conditions around, was he paying her and so she broke a contract? Or, you know, what could you sue for in that respect? I'm not sure.
Because she declined him because he was old. That's
oh,
it,
yeah, I don't...
from my understanding. It's
well, there has
something.
To be more to it, because otherwise you can't sue somebody for that. Yeah, that's just personal preference. There must have been some other condition around it. Maybe he was dating her and had spent a lot of money, and then she wouldn't. There has to be more to
it
that.
It says
story.
In Berlin, Germany, Berlin,
uh-huh.
Germany, a 19-year-old woman refused to sleep with this man because he was too old. His name is Rolf
okay.
Eden, and so he is deciding to sue her for ageism.
Okay.
That's all it does.
But, well,
does
did you click on
the
link to see what else?
I'm
well,
sorry?
Well, if he's suing her, there, you didn't click to find more, or there was no more when you clicked?
There was no more. We're going to find right
oh.
now. Because, say, for example, if I go up to a girl in a bar and I want to date her and we talk and everything and say, hey, let's go home and have sex and everything could be cool, the 78-year-old guy can still do the same thing, couldn't he? Just because he's older doesn't
well,
mean
but nobody,
he can't
you
go
can't
and try to
sue for that. Yeah, but you can't sue for that. So I'm just
maybe
thinking
in
there's
Germany
gotta be
you
more
can.
To the story. No,
maybe in Germany you
yeah.
can. I don't know.
I'm trying to find
know.
It so we can click on it to read more. We need to click on that to read more. There must be more to the story. You know, because maybe he was courting her and dating her and spending a lot of money on her. And then she was refusing to do more. Then he's got a lawsuit, absolutely, because, you know, she let him on. It would be, you know, maybe some kind of a he relied on her promises to his detriment. There has to be some kind of a cause and a loss. So in order to sue someone, you have to have some kind of a loss. You know, like when people sue for ageism in work because maybe they don't get the job, so there's a loss. So it has to be a loss. It can't just be that you didn't get laid. There has to be more for a court.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. They consider this gentleman the German Hugh Hefner. Let's see. He is a well-kept man, they say. Let's see. If I can find what's going on here. So, you know, it could have been a matter of his ego, actually, is what it looks like. He's actually 86
yeah.
now. Wow. Wow. I don't know, but
oh,
you know
so
what?
You found the story.
We're looking at... Wow, let's see. The aging Lothario has let it be known that his last will and testament stipulates that should he die while having sex, the woman involved would receive more than $330,000. He once pressed age discrimination charges against a 19-year-old woman who refused to have sex with him when he was 77 years old. She said, "You're too old for me," Mr. Eden recalled. Though he said he never got involved in politics, in this case, I did it for equal rights. That's why he did it. It says he later dropped the charges.
See, it said it sued his girlfriend, so he was, like, dating her.
Oh, we're looking at
yeah.
different articles. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, let me, you know, find more. And it says, you know, he sued his girlfriend for refusing to have sex. Well, you shouldn't, she shouldn't be your girlfriend then.
What if we brought it to modern times? What if we brought it here? Okay, I'm 78 years old. I'm at the bar. Should I feel insecure if I'm an old guy and I want to take a young chick home? Should I automatically discount myself from being able to have that opportunity? Or should I be able to throw caution to the wind and treat that young girl like I would any woman?
I don't know.
No self-imposed limits, right?
I don't know. But I think if I was a young woman in Germany, I think I'd be doing that because one day he might not wake up. Wait till he gets a little older. Like, oh,
what would happen
yeah.
if a 78-year-old man came up to you in the bar in America? What would you say? No, you're too old? Or would that be the first thing that you looked at? Or would you have a conversation with them to see if there were some compatible
I don't pick up people in bars, so that wouldn't happen. And so if they talk to me, I let anybody talk to me. Some like, kind of a, I was, I had a window of time where I had to, where I was at, I was in another town, and I had one place to be and another place to be. So I sat at the McDonald's using their, not using their internet because it didn't work, doing some work and writing, right? So a couple of men, a couple of older men, both like kind of chatted with me, flirted with me. I always am friendly back. And, you know, just because I'm not, I would never be rude to somebody. I'm always friendly and talk to them, but I wouldn't go home with them. I think in this case, the woman, you know, went home with him. It wasn't just a case of somebody's like, you know, oh, hey, I don't want to dance with you. You know, it's not like that. You can't sue people for not wanting to dance with you because that's just silly. But, you know, if you go home with someone under the pretense that you, you know, want something more from them and they're spending money on you, then you might have a thought or an assumption that they might have sex with you. So maybe you could sue on that, but I doubt if he won. But so I'm never rude to people. I don't know. Yeah, interesting. We're all serious now, aren't we, Derek? We are too serious right now.
We're never serious. We're never serious. So what else is going on in your world today? Did you find any good stories to talk about?
Well, you found all the good stories. I thought they were pretty good, you know. Like that German one was from that list of weird sex stories around the world. That was interesting. And so what was up with the Madonna stuff? Tell me more about that. You had all those pictures of Madonna. They were nice, some of them. There's a whole collage.
Yeah, she is actually an icon. And so, you know, I think in a way I was kind of moved by the whole conversation of liberation from Angela Davis, that I felt like on our show, who would be the epitome or the personification of sex talk? And none other than Madonna came up. And looking at her pictures, even in the 80s, you know, she is and always has been very open sexually. And she never made it appear to be a very, you know, shameful or guilt-ridden act, you know. And so I was inspired to put her all over our page in honor of her feminist, strong traits, I guess is the word, right?
Yeah. You know, she is. I mean, definitely back through the 80s and just until now. I think so, too. I always loved her. It's like we'd always be singing those Madonna songs, which I would not do right now. That would not be fun.
That was my next, I was going
to
ask.
No singing. But, yeah, she was pretty great. And it was kind of fun to see people who are just, like, out there and just putting stuff out there and saying whatever she wants to say. I always think she did it, even though some people thought it was a disrespectful way, I don't think it was ever mean. You know how sometimes you see people today saying whatever they want, but it's almost mean? They're saying it sometimes in a mean way. Now, some people might have found her to be disrespectful to things like, you know, the church or something. But I don't think she was ever mean about it. I liked that. You know, that it was just more about her and what she wanted to say rather than specifically mean against anybody else, where sometimes I think today some of the people who are really out there are just out there just to be out there, not really to have a message, you know, about pride or a message about, you know, being yourself like she had. I don't know. Do you think that? Or maybe it's just because I'm old.
Well, you're no older than I am, but I tell you, I don't really, you know, I don't mind Madonna in any fashion. You know, I don't mind her at all. I think, you know, of course, I've never had a conversation with her, but I don't mind her. I feel like she challenges the status quo, right? She has liberated tons of people, whether they be heterosexual, homosexual, transgender. There are just tons and tons of people that have been liberated by her actions. So if she has created a little bit of discomfort among the churchgoers and the very conservative people, I say, you know, hats off to her. I wish I could put some more of her photos that were a little more explicit on our page, but I'm sure Facebook may find a little problem with that and then block us, and then we don't want that to happen because then our listeners would be depressed.
That. Right.
Yes.
Yes. That is very true. Yeah, you can only go so far on Facebook, right? So, yeah, I was just thinking about, because you posted that thing about books, bring back books as sexy, right? Which I think is great. I find smart people really sexy, in my opinion. It's kind of a requirement for me to be interested in someone. They have to be smart. Really smart. So anyway, it said we need to make books cool again. If you go home with somebody and they don't have books, don't fuck them. I thought that was great, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's the standard right there. That's the standard, not the age so much, right? But if you read a freaking book.
Yeah. Well, I made a comment. So this is kind of funny. I made a comment on that post about I do like to look at guys' bookshelves if they have one, right? So one friend who I met a couple years ago, and I went to his house and so we just hung out. He was never someone who I dated romantically, but let me tell you, he's extremely sexy and extremely smart. But we were friends. So I was checking out his bookcase anyway. And he had The Art of Auto Fellatio. And I was like, whoa, that's so amazing.
What?
Yeah, The Art of Auto Fellatio. It's a great book. I mean, it's a good book, I have to say. And, you know, so that led to some conversations about why he might have that book. But he also had the book. He had Madonna's sex book. Remember she made that sex book, that huge book that was like $100? And everybody lined up to get it. He had that book, too. So now that's a guy with some good books in his house.
Yes, that's I want that book. You know, you could buy me that for a late birthday gift.
The Madonna book or The Art of Auto Fellatio?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm confused. I don't know, man. Decision.
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. Do I have to take out a rib in order to do that?
No. I think a person might have to be kind of flexible, but I have heard that people have done that. I don't remember where. I heard maybe it was one of those weird sex story places. I heard that someone actually did take out a rib so that they could perform that act. But I think people just have to be really flexible. I mean, think about it. If you go and you see a contortionist, those people could probably do that. And they probably haven't had any rib removed. They're just really flexible. Or some people who practice yoga a lot, there's some people who can do some amazing things with their body, and they might be able to do that too. And then it might depend on the penis and all of that too. So,
I can believe all that. So I don't think I'm going to need that book. I'll go for the Madonna book. Now, you know, I think you may have heard the story about Marilyn Manson removing a rib in order to do that.
Maybe that was where I heard it.
That was one of the stories that I grew up with. I don't know if he ever admitted that or not, or refuted that. I mean, I would probably refute it in public.
I don't know. He is kind of interesting. He may not even refute it, or did he?
I don't know. I like Marilyn, though.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I'm not sure. But maybe that was the story I heard. And you know, maybe it was a myth. Maybe it was not a myth. But maybe that's where I heard it. Because I know I remember that sometime in the past, hearing about that. Interesting. But can you imagine being able to do that? I mean, you wouldn't even need to date anymore, would you? If a man could do that.
You know, probably not.
Right?
Probably not. But then I'd have to work through my way of, you know, swallowing. Because it's always easy for a guy to tell a girl to swallow, right? It's always easy to say that to her, but then do you swallow your own? I don't know if I could do it.
Have you ever tasted your own, or is that too personal of a question to ask?
No, it's never too personal. This is Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And I will say that I have, and it's really not bad. I mean, you know, I mean my own.
Right. So, yeah. I think all men should, maybe, you know, because, and the ones who are like, ew. Seriously, you want someone else to, or you want to put your fingers in a girl's mouth after they've been on her? Why would she want to taste herself then? Like, get over it and taste yourself then.
Right. There you go.
I mean, that's just, like, sometimes you hear things, or you're talking to people, or people are talking at a bar or at a party, and some of the stuff they say is just stupid. You just think, what? Are you such a hypocrite? I have a cousin, and she used to be married. She's divorced now for a long time. But I used to hang out with, sometimes at parties, her parties, I would hang out with all the husbands. You know, I would go there single anyway. And so I would hang out with the husbands, because usually what they talked about was more interesting than some of the wives, to be honest. You know, so they're usually talking about, like, sex, and they're getting drunk and they're drinking beer. So it's really hilarious. And we only have a minute and a half, so I'll hurry the story. So I would do that. And one time, a couple of them were talking about anal sex. And I'm like, oh, do you like that? You're into that? And they were like, oh, my God, no, but I want to do it to my wife. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you let your wife do it to you? And they're just like, that's different. I'm like, a butt is a butt. You do know that, right? They're like, like your butt isn't any really different than your wife's. They both have, like, the same purpose. And they would just, you know, be like, oh, man, Lisa, your cousin is so crazy. What's she talking about out there? And I'm just like, how can you be a hypocrite? You want to have anal sex, but you're not open to having your anus, probed. But you want to probe your wives. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. So anyway,
going to jump in on that conversation, because I would be guilty of something. And I don't know what. So either way, I'm guilty. So I am just going to remain silent on this.
Yeah. And we have like 30 seconds. So we have, you know, good time to wrap that up anyway. And then we could come back to that on a later date. We'll probe Derek. We'll probe Derek on his answer on that later.
Well, I would like to say thank you, Tina, for putting everything together under such short notice. You are exceptional as always, and a delight and pleasure to be with.
Well, thank you, Derek. Thank you for putting up with my last-minute shenanigans sometimes.
It's all good. This
and,
is what you get here on the Talk with Derek and Tina show.
Yes. So I hope everyone can join us next week and every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And visit IngrisEugen.com. And you guys have some stuff going on tonight, right?
Yes, we are actually having some personal reading tonight. So if you are feeling inclined where you want to feel what's going on in your life and get some coaching, please come and see us. We're at G3467 Flushing Road in Flint Township.
Yeah, a fun place to hang out. So thank you, Derek. Everyone have a beautiful, beautiful week. And we will chat with you next week.
Good night. Happy Purim, everyone. Bye.
Bye.